Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 404 for Monday, May 25th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was mixed Monday amid very choppy directionless activity as U.S. markets were closed for Memorial Day. Canola values were anywhere from a dollar lower to a dollar higher, July up 80 cents at $464 per ton. Canola is looking expensive compared to other oilseeds, which should keep the market from moving too far one way or the other without the influence of the Chicago soy complex. The Canadian currency was down slightly on Monday, providing some support for canola. Worries about dry weather in some parts of the western prairies were also bullish, with wetness also a concern for some farmers in Manitoba. Traders are also worried about the tight supply situation for canola, as they're still unsure about how many acres will be planted to the crop this spring. On the other side, the large global oilseed supply situation, as U.S. and South American soybean crops this year will be very large, weighed on values. Weakness in Malaysian palm oil futures overnight was also bearish, though European rapeseed values were showing some firmness. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. U.S. markets were closed for Memorial Day, with trading set to resume at 7 Central Time Monday evening. When trade resumes, the focus is likely to remain on weather conditions for U.S. and world crops. Forecasts are calling for generally good weather for soybean planting in the U.S. Midwest throughout the last week of May, but some areas would benefit from drier conditions. Weather forecasts for corn-growing regions in the U.S. are also looking favorable for the week, though other areas could use some rain as well. The market will be watching U.S. weather closely for wheat as well, as rainfall expected in the central and southern plains will be unfavorable for maturing wheat across the south, but it will also be beneficial for crops that are in the heading and filling stages. Conditions in the U.S. spring wheat growing regions should be beneficial for planting during the week, though there are still lingering concerns about last week's frost. All three U.S. markets will also take some direction from the world situation, as global supplies of grain and oilseeds remain on the larger side. The South American soybean and corn crops continue to be harvested at a good pace, with beneficial dry weather expected in parts of Brazil during the week, though there could be some weather-related delays seen in the first half of the week in parts of Argentina. Winter wheat crops in Europe and Russia are expected to receive some favorable weather during the week as well, though crops in North Africa may see some unfavorable hot and dry conditions. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, May 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.